Our next guest is certainly a legend, John Tavares, the all-time leading scorer of the National Lacrosse League. He's played 24 years with the Buffalo Bandits, just announced his retirement. Yes, he is the uncle of you-know-who. John Tavares joins us on Primetime Sports. Mr. Tavares, thank you so much for doing this.
Thanks for having me, guys.
So I got to ask you, it's 24 years, 46 years old. What made you decide that, okay, this is it, now I'm going to retire after 899 goals and 1,050 assists?
Well, I've definitely been thinking about retiring the last couple of years, and I think the main reason why I decided to hang him up was in the previous 2 years, I had, I had people twisting my arm a little bit to play because I was, contemplating retirement. People like my wife or, coach or GM. This time around, there was really nobody actually saying, hey, come on, one more year. So I kind of felt like, maybe the writing is on the wall here. So, I decided just to retire.
John, you mentioned your wife. What kind of support did she give you over the years? Because for 24 years, you were taking weekend trips with the boys and playing some lacrosse. What kind of understanding did you have to have from your family to be able to do this?
Yeah, she definitely, Katrina's, my wife, is definitely the main reason why I played, because she was very supportive. Not only that was a way, with the boys on the weekend, is when I was home, because I'm 46, I definitely had to take more time to recover. So I definitely didn't do much around the house in terms of chores or anything, because I was always, at physio or working out or resting. So she's very understanding and very supportive.
John, you are going to stay in the game as a coach, correct?
Yeah, that made it a lot easier. The team offered me the offensive coaching position, so... With that available to me next season, I thought that was another reason why as well. It made it a little bit easier for me to say, all right, I'm going to go down without a fight here. And when I say without a fight, I meant, go out and try out for the team and take my chance on getting cut or whatnot. Mm-hmm. So it was nice that they offered that to me, and it definitely made my decision a lot easier than it could have been.
Physically right now, I mean, that's, God, 24 years, that's a tough sport. There's a lot of pounding the body takes. Physically, could you have played if you wanted to?
Last year, I played half of the games.
Okay.
I've had calf strains over the last 5 or 6 years of my career, and that's been a big problem, is just not being healthy. And right now, or I shouldn't say right now, but... seems like that since the day I've committed to retirement, all of a sudden it's like a weight's been lifted off my back and I feel very light on my feet. And I'm like, yeah, I can do this. I got to stay course here and stick to my guns and realize that my time has passed by and it's time to retire.
John, I'm not sure if our listeners are aware, but to play in the National Lacrosse League, it requires a lot of commitment. There's guys playing for the Calgary Roughnecks who have jobs in Ontario during the week. They'll commute out to Calgary to play on the weekend and vice versa. What do you have to say just about the commitment that you've seen from your teammates over the years? Because I don't think a lot of guys are in the NLL for the money.
Well, we definitely don't get paid very much. It's a nice part-time job. Most of the guys do work full time. I can speak for myself. I'm a high school teacher, so I'm working Monday to Friday, and I'm a father of two, and pretty much every weekend. So after school Friday, I would head to Buffalo, which is about an hour and a half drive from where I live here in Mississauga, and I would get home probably Sunday night. Mm-hmm. Whether I'm playing in Buffalo at a home game or if I'm playing away, with the exception, of course, of a game in Toronto. So my entire weekend is taken up, and, I got to get back to work Monday and, find time to work out and play with my kids and be a father as well. So it's a very hectic schedule. I'm very fortunate I was able to play, but it's definitely very demanding on... in terms of weekend schedule, it's, I would say from November to May, could be every weekend.
John, how has the game changed over the 24 years?
definitely more athletic. Guys are a lot, seems like they're a lot faster. Mind you, I'm a lot older as well. But it seems faster, more athletic. The skills have increased a lot, like any other sport. It's just more athleticism, less of less goonery, less fighting. But you need to be able to run.
What's your best memory from all your years in the NLL? From all 24 years?
Yeah, I keep going back to my very first year. Buffalo's inaugural year was 1992. And we had the it was a one game finals in Philadelphia, Sun Devils overtime. I scored a backhand goal to win it.
That's pretty good.
What advice would you give athletes, regardless of the sport, when it comes to making up, making that decision that it's time to walk away? What advice would you give to them? And I know every situation's unique. I get that. But I think there's got to be some sort of almost guiding principle that most athletes have. What advice would that be?
As you're asking that question, I kind of, and it hasn't actually been brought up, and it's been kind of on my mind as well, is, and I think it's more that I'm proud that I played so long, but it's also, I'm a sports fan as well. I love all sports, baseball, football, hockey, and I can't help but see a lot of athletes retiring, and it's changing, and it's definitely changing in lacrosse. I remember, if I was to think back 10, 15 years ago, a lot of guys were retiring at the age of 32, 33, 34, like 35 would be an old athlete, and I'm kind of hoping, at least in the lacrosse world, that I've kind of raised that bar a little bit to see that, you know what, you can still play in your late 30s and play into your 40s and be successful. So I would love to see guys enjoy the opportunity that they have to play sports while they can at a high level. I think sometimes guys hang them up too early. In terms of retirement and advice, I remember someone told me, says, there's kind of three stages of retirement or playing sport is, you think about going, you love going to the arena. Once you're there, you love it. And then, the second kind of stage is you don't really necessarily like driving or traveling to the arena, but once you're there, you like being with the boys and you love the competitiveness of what's happening. And then, you should be ready to retire when, and this didn't completely happen to me, was is when, you hate thinking about going, you hate traveling, and you don't really particularly like being there and competing. And I would say that the last one didn't really get me 100% because once I got to the arena, I still had a huge competitive or a fire in my belly, a competitive side to me. I still loved playing. But definitely the traveling and the commitment away from that was definitely consuming and took up a lot of my effort.
How is your relationship with your teammates or ex-teammates now going to change, or will it change now that you'll be coaching the offensive guys? Will you still be one of the boys, or do you have to draw the line now?
That's a good question. I'm not exactly sure how that's going to go, but I like to joke around. I was kind of a joker when I played, and being an offensive player, I like to stay loose and not take the game too seriously. But, as soon as that whistle goes to start the game, I'm the kind of guy, I don't like talking to the other team. I'm all about winning. I'm all about my teammates. So it's going to be interesting to see, how I am as a coach or how I'm perceived as a coach. And, I really don't know the answer to the question. I think time will tell on that one. But, I want to be able to be a type of guy with a type of coach where the guys enjoy, but also I'm keeping everybody together and, they respect my authority, but I don't want to use that to my advantage or any, to gain any advantage or anything of that nature. I just want to have fun and help and lead the team without playing and have a successful offense.
Listen, John, we really appreciate you joining us today. Congratulations on a great career. You want to talk about long runs, 24 years with the National Lacrosse League. Congratulations on a great career, and enjoy your retirement.
Thanks for having me, guys. I appreciate it.
It's John Tavares, the National Lacrosse League's all-time leading scorer.